Bulletin of the Day. In your top stories, prospective university students urged to verify private institutions of higher learning. Steenhuisen remains a favourite to lead the DA. Contralessa criticises Mantashe over statement on minerals. And sports news with Mike Godfrey. The chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, Teboho Letsi, has cautioned prospective university students to verify private institutions of higher learning. Letsi was speaking during a weekly media briefing in Parliament yesterday. He says this way students avoid signing up to bogus institutions. John Steenhuisen remains the favourite to lead the Democratic Alliance despite criticism from the party's former member Dion George. George criticised Steenhuisen yesterday during his announcement to terminate his DA membership. George accused Steenhuisen of being captured by the ANC. News 24 reports that Steenhuisen has support amongst the party structures ahead of its federal elective conference in April. President Ramaphosa says he is saddened and shocked by the level of devastation caused by the floods in Limpopo. The rain has washed away 36 homes in the Mopani district. Ramaphosa visited the affected areas in the province yesterday. He says he is impressed with the level of cooperation by the affected people who are helping each other. The president also praised the country's Air Force for its work in rescuing affected people. A rubber recycling company in Germiston in Gauteng went up in flames yesterday. The city of Ekurhuleni's Disaster and Emergency Management Services were called to the scene just after 10 o'clock. According to reports, about 15,000 litres of diesel fuel filled inside the plastic reservoir tanks caught alight during a delivery. The fire spread to railway and power streets, which had to be closed for a while. A spokesperson says no casualties were reported. The Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa, Contralessa, has criticised the Minister of Mineral and Petroleum Resources, Gwede Mantashe, over his latest statement. Mantashe says all minerals that are found in the country belong to the government and not to traditional leaders. Contralessa says the minerals belong to traditional leaders before apartheid's forced removals. The organisation says Mantashe's statement is shocking and unfortunate. Contralessa has called on President Ramaphosa to reprimand Mantashe. And moving to international news, Iran's government says the country's protest death toll numbers are being exaggerated. Human rights activists claimed that over 2,600 people had died since the protests started last month. However, the Iranian government says it's 300 people who have been killed during protests. The government says it will not execute those who were arrested for the protests. The people of Iran are protesting against the country's high cost of living. And now, over to Mike Godfrey with this morning's sports news. We say good morning, Mike.
World Rugby Investec Champions Cup. Games to be played tonight, Friday night. The Blue Bulls, in their desperation, they made 11 changes to their starting lineup from last week. And it's possibly their last chance to qualify for the round of 16. Certainly looks like a bridge too far for the beleaguered Blue Bulls. Kick off tonight, 2200. Section Pauwels versus the beleaguered Blue Bulls. Then Saturday, tomorrow afternoon, 1500. Leeward Bet Sharks versus AS Claremont. Should be a nice encounter, that. Then at 17:15, big crunch game at the DHL Stadium in Cape Town. Stormers versus the Leicester Tigers. Going to be a humdinger. 19:30, we've got US Perpignan versus the Emirate Lions. So a great encounter, that. Enjoy the rugby. Sport Wild Coast Radio. Mike Godfrey.
Thank you, Mark. You have a good sporting weekend as well. And thank you very much for that report. We're looking forward to the wrap on Monday. Looking at finances, gold selling at $4,599.88 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $63.63, $1 US, R16.33, the British pound £21.87, and the euro R18.97. A Bitcoin is currently $95,199.77. And that's all for this bulletin. Also wrapping the Friday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up, thank you for joining me on this the Friday morning. And have a great Friday wherever you are, and have a great weekend. Don't forget, Ivan takes care of you tomorrow morning for the weekend wake up on Wild Coast Radio from 6 until 9. Have a great, safe weekend. It might be a little bit rainy. Enjoy the rain and the slightly cooler weather. Till Monday then, have a good one. Ciao.
Audio streaming wherever you are, Wild Coast Radio.